National Rural News.
Queensland's dairy farmers are hoping a Fair Milk logo scheme can help turn the industry's fortunes around. Since 2000, 1,070 farmers have left the industry, with many walking away as a direct result of the supermarket's $1 per litre milk war. The Queensland government has announced it'll spend close to $1 million towards marketing strategies and developing logos helping consumers buy milk that's sustainable for the industry. I caught up with Queensland Dairy Farmers President Brian Tessman.
Well, I think what this means is that the industry now, led by QDO, can go and develop a logo that informs consumers as to what the milk is they're buying, whether it's local milk, and whether farmers have been paid a sustainable price for that milk. And that, I think, is a really important issue that a lot of consumers want to know. A lot of consumers, you know, want to help their local dairy industry, and other consumers simply want to buy food that's local. And I think we can, with this, take really important steps towards developing a logo that can give some consumers some real assurance in that regard.
The politics of this legislation, Katter's Australian Party wanted to see this label made pretty quickly and in place relatively quickly. Instead, it's going to take, I think I read, 3 years. The timeliness of this, how quickly would you like to see this label completely in place and consumers having a look and buying a bit more smartly?
Oh, well, obviously, the sooner the better. And our preference would have been to follow along on the Katter Party's agenda on that, where we wanted the government to do it. We wanted the minister to and his department to work out what is the sustainable price and to handle that part of it. But unfortunately, neither side of politics could see their way clear to do that. So I think this is the next best option. As I said, not our first preference, but with this option, I think we will be able to get that logo done. Whether it takes the whole 3 years or more likely, we can get a fair way down the road, and then it obviously will develop from there over the 3 years. But that's got to be worked out yet. This is sort of somewhat new to the organisation as well. It's not where we were heading before, so I think there's be a bit of working through to be done from here.
Would I be right in saying this would be an Australian first as far as this labelling goes?
Probably on milk it would be. While some companies have claimed things in the past, such as milk from a particular state or whatever, I think this is the first one we've found that a group of farmers will be putting together a label that clearly identifies both that it's local milk and also that the farmers have been paid a sustainable price for it. And I think that's probably a first, certainly in the dairy industry. We all know that there are similar sorts of things for other reasons that have been around, even from the Heart Foundation, TIC, or the Fair Coffee Mark, which has been done on an international basis. Those things have been done before, but this will certainly be a first, I think, for the dairy industry in Australia.
QDO President Brian Tessman speaking on the state's introduction of a Fair Milk logo scheme. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Friday and for this week. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.